Hi, my name is Michael Cummings. I'm here to introduce you to the Stack Exchange Starter Kit that we're doing for the API Mesh. This kit is going to be using the APIs that are published by the Stack Overflow team of sites, so we can get access to all of their questions and answers in the various sites and be able to view the questions, etc. And you'll be able to take this starter kit and extend it beyond and provide more functionality. And so we're going to go through a couple of slides just to give you an idea of what we're doing here as far as the API Mesh. So welcome to the API Mesh. So what is API Mesh? API Mesh is a series of starter kits that we've been developing over the East region, and we've been publishing up to a GitHub repository at aka.ms/API Mesh. We have roughly 12 to 13 different starter kits that have been published up there. These starter kits are starter places for you to begin your development of a Windows Store app. They leverage popular open data APIs like mine, Stack Exchange, we've got Yelp, Twitter, and a bunch of others out there that are popular. And these provide you a great foundation for starting your application. So what we're going to do today is go through the Stack Exchange Starter Kit. Stack Exchange is the overall name for the API that powers all of the Stack Overflow branded sites. We'll be able to take a look at how to query the data and display that in a C# and XAML starter kit. I've got Visual Studio open with a starter kit after downloading the starter kit from the API Mesh website. And if I just start it and run it on my local machine, we can see what it does first, and then we'll take a look at how the code works. So we get the title screen, and then it loads up the data, and you see a little pause there as it goes out and grabs the data and brings it back. And it brings back the first 12 or so questions from the Stack Overflow site, and then we can click through to one and see the detailed question and user information. And we have a flip view here that allows us to scroll through each of the questions. And we can always flip back to go back to the list. All right, so let's go back to our code. So how does this work? We have our starter kits. All the C# and XAML ones are broken down pretty much the same way with the starter kit UI, the object models, and a support library for querying the data. Let's start at the front end and work our way back. So our first page is the main page.xaml that gets loaded in the C# and XAML projects. And let's take a look at the XAML and see how this works. It's fairly simple. For the C# Stack Exchange, what we have is a grid view that's just a grouped grid view. And this is based on one of the templates that comes with Visual Studio, so it's going to be very similar code. And in Snap View, we use the list view control. And about the only change that we've made in here is that the item template is actually coming from a custom static resource called Stack Exchange 50x130 item template to customize how that's displayed. We use the grouped items resource, which is declared up here at the top of the resources. So this is binding to our groups off of the source. The Stack Exchange 50x130 item template and the corresponding for the list view, which is the Stack Exchange 80 item template, is stored in the app.xaml. So we open up that file to take a look at it. And we can see here that here's the data template for the Stack Exchange 50x130 item template. And it's a combination of some grids and stack panels to display the information. So we have a stack panel in a column on the left-hand side that displays our votes, the answers, and the number of views. And we're using our data binding to display that information. And then in the second column, we have another grid that has three rows. And the first row would contain the title and the description. And then the second row is another stack panel, which has a list view of all the tags. And then the last row is the user information down here for the title and the reputation. All right. So that's the 50 by 1 or 500 by 130 item template. The 80 template is very similar. It's got the same breakdown, except some of the sizes are different when we get into our row definitions for the title. We don't display the description in here. And we still have the user information in the tags. Okay. So from the main page, we then go to the item detail page, which is a flip view control. And the flip view control is here. In this flip view control, the data template uses a user control, which has a scroll viewer to display the rich text of our contents of the body. All right. Now, to get all this data into this particular these views, what we'll do is take a look at the main page XAML.cs file. So similar to our other C# and XAML projects, we have this API mash invoke. One of the issues with the Stack Exchange APIs is that the payloads, either sending or receiving, are compressed. So here we're using the API mash invoke compressed class, which will automatically handle any compression and decompression. And that's actually located in the API mash lib if you want to go into there. All of the real magic starts about 3/4 of the way down into the source file where we call invoke. And here we have our string API call. This is where we have our API, and this is fairly simple calls, so we're just dropping it right here into the source file. So what we have is the api.stackexchange.com server. We're using 2.1 of the API, and we're calling the questions API. And are doing a sort order descending, sorting on the activity, and we are querying for the Stack Overflow site. So if you wanted to do a different site, for example, like the game development site, you could put change Stack Overflow to game dev. The last one on here, the filter with body, is one of the built-in filters that Stack Exchange uses in order to provide the right set of properties as it's shipping the data down. This way we can query the API and get only what we need, you know, being internet friendly. So this one, what we're doing is we're adding the filter with body. By default, the body of the messages or the posts, whether it's an answer or a question, are not sent with a payload. So we add that here so we get the body initially. We then call the API and invoke it. And we expect to get back a Stack Exchange questions collection from the API call. And when that returns, it's being invoked asynchronously. We get back the API invoke on response. And our event object that comes back, API mash event E, will return to us an object that we cast over to Stack Exchange questions, so we know we've got the right one. If the status is success for our event, then what I can do is copy the data model, which comes back in the Stack Exchange questions, over to an API mash Stack Exchange question, which is a bindable object. And then we set the default view model for all groups to the all groups and set loaded equals true. So this will then set up the binding so that all of the questions are displayed into the grid view. We only have to query this API once for these three pages. We get back everything that we need in order to set them up. Now, some areas where you can extend this particular starter kit is that there's a lot of information that we're not displaying or querying for at this point. What we're getting right now is just the questions. The questions also have comments, so you can make an additional query into the API to get back all the comments and display them onto the page as well. We're also not querying for the answers, so you can query the API for answers for the questions and display them on the page as well. So if I launch this one last time to show you how this is working, here we have our data, and this is getting our title and our description. If I click through, you know, we can extend this page here to include all the comments and any answers that would be displayed for this particular question. Right now, the only extension that we've added in is that the title is hyperlinked, so you can click on it and it will launch Internet Explorer and take you to the full site. Okay. Lastly, to wrap up, to go find the starter kit, you will want to go to aka.ms/api-bash, which will take you to this page. Here you can click on the .zip to actually download all of the starter kits, or if you want to browse through them, you can view on GitHub, which will take you to the starter kits. And under Windows Starter Kits, you'll find the Stack Exchange Starter Kit here, and you can download this and start playing with that.